Once again, the Iditarod is moving to Fairbanks. The race's board of directors met today in Anchorage and voted unanimously to change the starting point from Willow to Fairbanks. Almost immediately after the decision was made behind closed doors, race director Mark Nordman held a press conference that local TV station KTVA broadcast live on Facebook.
Everybody was really somber. We went through communities and effects with, you know, of course, thinking of the dogs first and the mushers and communities and the cultural aspects and the economics. And everybody knows what a big decision this was to make and how it does affect so many. These are very good friends of Iditarod's out there, and, you know, it's tough for all of us.
This is the third time the restart has moved to Fairbanks in the race's 45-year history. And it's the second time in a row the event will not go will not take the southern route, skipping communities like Anvik, Shagaluk, and Grayling. The Fairbanks Trail heads west toward Galena before veering north to Hooslea, then back down to the Yukon. The general routing is similar to the original 1925 trail used during Nome's diphtheria outbreak. Nordman says in spite of good winter conditions across the vast majority of the traditional route, snow is unacceptably low in one critical section of the trail in the Alaska Range around Rainy Pass and into the Dalzell Gorge.
Fairbanks has good snow, even the coast has good snow, McGrath has good snow, but nobody was thinking snow. When you start seeing 12, 14 inches up in the mountains, that's really low snow to go ahead and go over that type of terrain. So we're used to feet.
Organizers were heavily criticized in 2014 when they decided to allow mushers to race through that same section of the trail. Ice and abysmal snow conditions led to injuries and equipment damage. The Iditarod ceremonial start will still take place in Anchorage on the first Saturday in March. After that, teams will head to Fairbanks, where the restart will take off on Monday the 6th.